And welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Hey, we're going to turn our attention now to the state champions. The state champions, Lacapra Valley, Dawson Boyd, Shadows Dance Team. Lisa Johnson's in the studio with us. How's that feel, again, to say state champion, Lisa?
That feels good. I like the words.
Actually, you've had it to say 2 years in a row now.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, congratulations. That's awesome. Back-to-back state championships in both high kick and jazz. What's the response been?
It's been so good. Yeah. Sometimes you just don't even know what to say to people because they're just so happy for you and you don't even know how to respond because there is no words. I mean, we've said that over and over, even at our banquet the other night. There's no words. We can't explain the feeling. We can't explain how wonderful it is. It's just amazing.
Yep. Yeah, a lot of fun. A couple weeks ago, we did talk about the state experience. And that was fun. And I never found out who won the Ramada.
The Radisson Olympics.
Radisson Olympics.
Well, yeah. The Radisson Olympics went a little dark this year. I'll be the first to admit. We're going to have to put in some new rules next year. So we didn't really have a winner this year. There were some good ones, but yeah, it was fun. Okay. And the girls had a good time.
All right, good. I thought I'd mention that. I didn't hear who won that. So yeah, a great experience at Target Center again. Man, the fans just come out to support the Shadows, don't they?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been a fabulous year. Yeah. So much fun.
And you got a little TV time with WCCO TV too, didn't you?
Yeah, that was fun. A fun article and story as well. Yeah, that was great.
Yep, that was good. Get a little publicity that way. Well, we're wrapping up the season with the Shadows. I don't know where you want to start there, Lisa, but I know you had a great group of seniors this year.
We did. We have 10 seniors this year that are leaving us, and we're just so proud of them. And just, it's been a hard week knowing they're leaving, and they're leaving their legacy on our team, and our team will forever be different than it was 5 years ago when they started. So we are just, you know, sad and happy for them all at the same time. Right.
Now, those seniors, correct me if I'm wrong, most of them started as 7th and 8th graders on the varsity, didn't they?
Yeah, all 10 of them actually danced in 8th grade as on varsity.
Wow.
Yeah, so pretty phenomenal. Yeah. We knew at that point when they all of them together joined, it was we were going to be pretty powerful in the next few years.
Yep, that's right, and they worked hard, that's for sure.
Very hard.
So you want to talk a little bit about those seniors, Lisa?
Sure. Okay. They're just a great bunch of girls, and we're just so proud of them. But we can start with Aaliyah Schomer and Aaliyah Schomer, Josie Munsterman, Paige Torstenson, and Addie Oy. Those four girls are leaving our jazz team, and that's a group that will be hard to replace, especially in jazz, just because they are so talented jazz dancers, but even better leaders. And what they have helped me and Sarah choreograph in the last few years is above and beyond what we could have asked for them. So they will be hard to replace in jazz. In kick, leaving us, Hope Traeger, Laura Baldwin, Carissa Bessonen, Rachel Hahn, Eden Weber, and Annika Trigestad. Mm-hmm. And like I said, all of them have danced on varsity since 8th grade, and they're just great role models for our younger girls. They've always taken the new girls under their wing and just treated them with so much kindness and respect. And you don't hear that a lot with teenage girls.
Right.
So this group of 10 girls are really selfless, and they put others before themselves. So not many coaches can say that about, like I said, about high school teenage girls.
That's right. And they really they really love each other. And
they really do.
They have so much fun together, don't they?
Yeah. And, you know, all 10 of them, two schools, come together, and not friends that hang out together all the time. You know, a few of them are. But to be able to come together every day and every week and during their season and during their summer stuff, and be able to not be clicky and show the other girls what that's like is really something to be said.
That's right. Good. So those are the seniors then?
Yeah.
You want to talk about some of the other girls, or you got them in front of you?
Well, just the other group of girls, like especially those six new girls, I think need a little credit. They came onto a team with pretty high expectations, and that's a lot of pressure. And for them to do what they did, to step up and be able to blend in with the other, you know, 24 girls that they joined that had already won state championship, says a lot about our rookies this year. And so we're really proud of them.
Okay. All right. You have them by name or?
I probably could name them.
I don't know how you keep everybody straight, Lisa, with all them girls. I don't know how you keep them all straight, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You do a great job with that.
30 is a lot this year. Yep. I will say that. That's the most we've ever had, so that was a little bit more tricky. But our new girls, Bella Jacobs, Atiana Speck, Regan Martinson, Landry Schmidt, Lexi Gleggy, and Anna Husted.
Okay.
Yeah. So pretty amazing young dancers. Two of them are only eighth graders.
Oh, wow.
The other four are ninth graders. So to be that young and that confident says a lot about them.
That's right. And you got some good juniors that'll be seniors next year coming up too.
Yeah, we have really good group of girls coming up. We got our new captains for next season.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about that.
Grace Johnson, Ella Mork are returning as captains, but we're adding Kendall Fransky, who will be a senior, and Michaela Munsterman as a senior, and then Riley Swatsky will be a junior next year. She'll be our junior captain.
Okay, all right. Let's talk about the banquet that you had a while back here, and you handed out some awards.
We did, yeah. We also do a few JV awards just because we know that's important, and they had a phenomenal season, and a few of them will be moving up to varsity next year. So a rookie of the year in jazz for JV was Addie Tufto. The rookie of the year in kick was Addie Dahl. The MVP in JV jazz was Anna Husted, and the MVP in kick was Audrey Sieg. And then for varsity, the MVPs were Josie Munsterman for high kick and Aaliyah Schomer for jazz. And then our rookies of the year was Riley Swatsky in jazz, and in kick it was Anna Husted.
Okay. Yeah, I was at the banquet. I enjoyed that. The girls did some great jobs with their speeches. They hard to get through them, though. A lot of tears. A
lot of tears, yeah. I will say that about this group of girls. They cry a lot, as much as me, which is a lot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're very close, and we cry a lot. Yep. We'll just say that.
Well, you did pretty good. You got through it at the banquet pretty
good.
Yeah,
I didn't speak real long just because I knew if I talked too long, it would just be tears. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was a great banquet, by the way. And thank you for the recognition that you gave me. I appreciate that a lot.
Absolutely.
That was a surprise.
Yeah, we are just the support that you and Maynard give us on airtime, and the support you give our team is pretty amazing.
Yeah, I enjoy doing it. So anything else we should talk about? The state championships here? Your sister, I should say. Let's talk about your sister from Wyoming. They got state runner-up.
They did. They got state runner-up. And so, yeah, now everybody's locking and loading and getting ready for next year because I think they're on a mission. They think they can maybe top us next year. But we'll give them a run for their money, that's for sure.
Actually, you got back-to-back state champions. They were run-up last year too, weren't they?
Yes, they were.
In high kick?
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Yeah, and then you had tryouts. How does that work with tryouts?
Yeah, with tryouts, well, we do a couple days of kick, and they learn a little routine. And
so anybody can show up? I mean, any of the 7th grade girls? Or
whatever? 6 through 11.
Oh, 6 through 11.
Yep, so we had about 75 girls try out in total. Yeah, so it's pretty overwhelming.
Wow.
Yeah, 75 girls this year, so which is amazing.
Okay.
But
all you coaches get together, and how do you run the tryouts?
The varsity girls that danced at state, they kind of run it a little bit and help out small groups, and they're kind of our leaders in that. And then we do an actual tryout where they have to come in front of some judges that we bring in and make the tough decision of who will be joining us and on what team next year.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So you added some.
Yep, we added six new ones for kick.
Okay.
And Yeah, quite a few new ones for JV.
Okay, so are you working on next year's routine already, or are you taking a break?
Well, now that we have our captains, we're kind of starting the conversation. Yes, so it's fun. It's like, I don't know why I'm looking forward to it really a lot this year. Right. Just, it's so much fun. This group of captains that we have are really excited. You know, even the three-peat word has been thrown out.
The pressure already.
And now, so the new pressure is on. So they're looking to step out of the box and do something creative and new, and I like that. I like that about them.
And it's kind of special for you, too, because now your daughter Grace is a senior next year.
Yeah, pretty
that's
important.
That's got to be really special for you, because I remember Grace, you were with child there when we first met, right?
Yeah, way back, 16, 18 years ago, it's
amazing
a pretty
that
big year.
She has grown up as a shadow of her whole life.
Yeah, and even now Sarah's daughter, Isabel, will also try it out, and now she's on our JV team as well. So the tradition continues with us coaching staff bringing our daughters on.
That's right. How about your other sisters? They have daughters coming up, or are they done?
Julie's two girls dance for YMU. Yeah. Abby graduated, and then Lily is currently
coming
on
up.
The team.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
All right. Well, the family tradition continues then.
Yeah, crazy.
All right. Did we cover everything, Lisa?
I think we got everything.
All right.
We wrapped up the year.
There you go. Congratulations on a fantastic. Doesn't get any better than that. Two state championships.
That's absolutely right. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And let's do it again next year, right?
Let's do it.
That's what you said, right?
We're going to try.
All right. Thanks, Lisa, for always taking the time visiting with us. And once again, a great year.
Thanks.
All right, that's Lisa Johnson, the head coach of the state champions, Lacapraw Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows Dance Team. And hopefully we can talk about this next year at this time.